Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Yes,
Okay, my
ma'am.
name is Barbara Lewis, and I'm seeing that there's a charge on my card for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm trying to find out what is that for.
Okay, what's your zip code?
23838.
838. Okay, and will you verify your mailing address or your email address?
My mailing address is 11826 River Road, Chesterfield, Virginia, 23838.
Okay, and we're showing that there was a charge of $7.95 on.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yes, ma'am, on February the 21st, and it was, looks like it was a for a chance to win a tablet. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay, and you're seeing that charge of $56.95 because the terms and conditions states that you're enrolling into a Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to use on the online web store.
Okay, how do I cancel that? Because evidently I read that wrong.
I can cancel for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, that number is C as in cancel, 2590968588.
Okay, so C2590968588.
858, yes, ma'am.
So will that remove that $56.95 off there too?
It does not, because it was stated in the terms and conditions, but I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am. If I process it today, it'll be 3 to 5 business days when you'll see that credit.
Okay, now what you said this was for again?
It was for the contest entry to win a tablet.
Yeah, well, I think the way they have it worded, like it was when you apply for the tablet, all you had to do was pay a $2.95 shipping charge. Unless I missed it, they didn't say anything about joining anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I mean, the shipping charge was $7.95, and then...
Yeah, I saw that. When I saw that, I said, well, oh, well, maybe that's the shipping charge. But on the thing, it said $2.95. But then I was thinking, since it's a tablet, maybe it's $7.95. But that's why I left that and didn't question that much. But when this charge come up here, my fraud line called me, and I told them, no, I don't know anything about this charge.
Okay.
So this... You say this charge is for what again?
The $56.95 is for enrolling into the Factory Direct Savings Club, where you receive a $125 gift card, and you can use it on the online web store, and you know you can order like other
gadgets.
But you
know they made it seem like it was Sam's Club, so is this saying this is not Sam's Club?
No, ma'am. I mean it's through Sam's Club, but it's a different company.
See, that's what got me when they said Sam's Club, because I'm a member of Sam's Club.
Right. Okay. Well,
okay,
yes,
now
ma'am.
I want to cancel that enrollment. I don't want to be... So this $56.95 would be every month, you're saying?
Correct.
No. Please cancel that for me.
Okay.
And give me the 35% refund.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Did your bank go ahead and start the dispute process?
No, they've got a temporary block on it right now. I'm to call them back.
Okay. Well, because unfortunately, because you stated that you already spoke with your bank.
No, it's not the bank. It's the fraud line.
Okay. Do you think when you call them back, do you think you'll be able to get them to call back into the department? And we can go ahead and get that, try to get that refund.
Well, I'm
going to
call them as soon as I hang up from you and tell them to take the temporary block off.
Okay, because see, our policy, you know, once you say that you've already spoke with them, they require that you call back in with the bank or the fraud line on the phone, and then we can go ahead and process that refund.
Oh, call back in while you're on the line. What do you mean? Yeah, that's what I said. I'm gonna call the fraud line back.
And then if either you call in, like you know, like on three-way, or get them, give them
well,
a number.
I don't know how to do.
Right,
how
or
to
give
do.
Them the number and let them call in. We would just need to speak with both of you all, you know, while on the phone at the same time.
Well, can you dial the fraud line for me? You know how to do the three-way?
I can't, but, you know, if you would just give them the number, they'll be able to dial it in for you.
Okay, and who do they need? Okay, and they, but you say you need to speak to all three of us at one time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let me see. Now, are we going to get you, because I had to hold up. Are we going to get you back, or?
You. It's a good chance you may, but if not, I'm going to note the account. So
uh-huh.
The next representative, they'll know, you know, what's going on the account.
Okay.
Okay,
well, let me call the fraud line back right now then.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling customer
support.
All right,
thanks, Jasmine.
No
right.
problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.